Tom Locke here from Bristol Rovers joins me. We can see just behind us, you've got the conference table. It's got a P next to Bristol Rovers. You're promoted, Tom. How does that feel?
Words cannot describe it. I'm over the moon right now, as everyone is associated with Bristol Rovers, I think. Last year was obviously very hard, personally and as a team. So being part of that relegation team, this means 10 times more than it would normally.
What does it mean to play at Wembley Stadium following in the footsteps of David Beckham and Wayne Rooney?
Well, obviously, it's a massive occasion. I think I underestimated it a bit coming into the game, and that showed in our performance in the first 20, 25 minutes. I thought we struggled to get to grips with the game, obviously going 1-0 down, but we stuck together, and it paid off in the end, be it penalties.
Well, you obviously came to Wembley Stadium to do a bit of sightseeing early in the week and then went back to train. How much of a part do you feel that played in the preparation for Bristol Rovers?
Yeah, that was very good. Obviously, we got all our photos and that done earlier in the week, so when we came here today, it was straight business. It took us 25 minutes to get going, but once we did, thought we were all right.
Talk to me about the game from a player's perspective, Tom. How hard was it with the heat sapping your legs on that pitch?
Well, I'm not sure I should be admitting this, but after 60 minutes, I was getting cramp in my calf. So I think the whole emotion of it all just really took it out of me. But so glad to get the win in the end.
Just ask Ellis and I'll ask you, when you saw Steve Mildenhall coming on, what was going through your mind?
Well, we've done penalties in training and I just thought he hadn't saved one. So why is he coming on? But yeah, he came on, obviously, like big presence in the goal. I thought he got a hand to one. I thought he saved it, but the guy put one over the bar, and I was just praying that we'd scored ours. And I think we turned German for 5 minutes then with penalties, didn't we? Very good penalties.
What was going through your mind when obviously the linesman flagged for Will Puddy handling outside the area? What was going through your mind? Did you think he was going to get sent off?
I was just saying, please just show a yellow. I just didn't want to see a red. I was just praying, you know what I mean? And he pulled out a yellow, so I was very happy about that.
And the penalty appeal that was turned down at first glance for Bristol Rovers, it looked like it wasn't a penalty, but the keeper up the other end did catch his leg. What was your thoughts on it from a player's view?
From where I was standing, I thought he dived, but obviously seeing a replay, he's caught him. But he's got a nice big shiner now for his troubles, but I don't think he'll mind now that we're promoted.
And obviously you've been playing teams like Eastleigh and Alfreton and Dartford this season. You're going to be going places like Accrington, Stanley and Portsmouth next year. Playing in front of 19,000 at Fratton Park, how does that take your fancy?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. 2 years ago we went there. Just unbelievable that, you know what I mean? Obviously you want to play on a big stage like today. What was it, 47,000?
Record attendance.
Yeah, well there we go then. It was just amazing. I loved every minute of it.
And you mentioned that it's your 100th appearance. Someone's just said, what a place to do it. And you've got a winner's medal as a souvenir.
Words cannot describe how happy I am right now. I didn't even know it was the 100th appearance, to be fair, but when I got told, you know what I mean, it's just one of them things, and it's just unbelievable.
What does it mean to be a league player as opposed to a non-league player? What does it mean?
Obviously, it's where you want to be playing, isn't it? You want to play as high as you can, and obviously with Rovers, if that's possible. So we'll look to go again next year and try and be up and around it.
Well, congratulations and enjoy your success. It's going to be one hell of a bus journey back to Bristol.
Yes, it is.
Well done.
Thank you.